Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
And I am Meg.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to be getting our white stripe. Stranger Danger.
What is a white stripe?
Oh, and it's in karate class. You get like a white piece of tape.
Yes, it is.
For learning about Stranger Dangers.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, all that goes around with it, we've all got stories to tell, I'm sure.
Comes around with it.
With all that goes around with it, comes around with it as well.
Hey.
Did you just burp? Like
I did. Was that a fake burp?
Yeah, that was a fake burp.
Okay, mine was real, and I tried to do it as an aside.
As an aside to whom?
To the microphone. Oh, as an aside to the not microphone.
Right.
The un-microphone.
Right. Okay. All the space that's not a microphone.
You know what I love?
What do you love? Yes. Marshmallows.
I love the Very Merry on Birthday song from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Very Merry on Birthday to you.
To me?
That felt good to say.
Yes, you.
There's 364 unbirthdays.
So, did you listen to that song today?
Which song?
No.
The Very Merry on Birthday?
No, I didn't listen to it.
I often think of, we're painting the roses red.
That's
we're painting
a good
the roses red.
Painting the roses red.
Okay, now that we're talking about colors.
Okay.
This was
a trap. Yeah.
Started with unbirthday, led to colors.
I knew that it would. Eddie is wearing a like pretty classically blue shirt. I don't know that you would even call it cobalt. It's just blue. And I don't know that I've ever seen Eddie just wear a blue shirt before. Have you ever even worn this shirt before?
Usually navy.
Oh yeah, navy for yeah. sure. But this is not navy.
Certainly not. This is ocean
this
blue.
This is a classic blue. Wouldn't even call it cobalt.
True blue maybe.
Cobalt, wow. That made it seem
well,
serious.
Well, Desi's more in a cobalt blue.
I am.
So it's a little bit of a deeper,
a
more saturated blue.
It is.
Which I'm enjoying both the blues.
Thank you. I am too.
The blues. I got the blues.
I got a lot of compliments on this today.
It's a cool cobalt and black.
Reliving
plaid
the compliments
blazer.
In your eyes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I actually realized that I have a few blazers, and I think the blazer with jean for a professional lady like myself is...
Oh, yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah.
You know, undeniable.
So do you feel that your fashion is ever in question in your workplace?
Like
whether it is professional enough.
Like too little cleavage.
I often wear things that are totally unprofessional to work.
Okay.
And I don't think anyone is worried about it. But occasionally I've thought, I can't believe I'm walking into work wearing this right now.
I worked at a private jet place where I was like working on entertainment systems for private jet owners. And I wore a shirt that Meg made for me. It was that green sweater with a pumpkin
yeah.
on
oh,
it
yeah.
like a pumpkin that she sewed yeah. on it, and it was the day that like the investors were coming and they all like
they're like pumpkin shirt
they're
over
like
there.
Who's pumpkin shirt, and I got fired shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
You also didn't brush your hair.
Or wear deodorant. Yeah. I think they were mostly mad about the deodorant.
You know, I really just don't mind body odor.
Yeah, it's if you like the person.
Yeah, I guess if I don't like someone and they smell, as long as they don't smell like poo-poo,
mm-hmm.
it's okay.
What if you like the person and they smell like poo-poo?
It's something I would maybe...
deal breaker?
Mention to them.
You know what? I don't like you and you smell like poo-poo. Try to fix one of those things.
Well, Eddie was saying you like someone. Oh, you like, yeah, smell, yeah. Like you poo-poo. Like
some, okay. Well, that's very generous,
hey,
of you.
Why you smell like poo-poo today?
Why you smell like poo-poo? I just like... I've really come to love the word poo-poo because mm-hmm. I love the way my daughter says it.
Sappy will say things like, I want to call my poo-poo poo-poo.caca.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to call my poo-poo caca.
She gets
into
it. Oh,
I thought you said poo-poo.caca, like it was its URL.
Poopoo.caca.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are our sponsors today. Tune in to or go over to poopoo.caca.com.
I was like, that's really funny, Safi, that you would make that kind of joke.
I don't want to call my poopoo caca.
I've started to say the word yucky, just like in normal conversation.
Oh,
like,
that's yucky.
Yeah.
What about icky? I like it.
No, yucky.
Yucky. Icky. Do you think yucky, like, and icky have a different implication?
I feel like icky is a bit weak. Yucky is like a pile of throw up.
But icky kind of implies that it's also going to be sticky, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like icky is a booger.
Or I've heard like insects be referred to as icky.
What?
And we're pro-insect here, yes. Right? Like we're like...
They are icky. Mm-mm.
Thumbs up, insect.
Yeah.
We're like, let's take these insects outside.
What about mosquitoes, though? Annoying.
I guess icky.
I'm going...
icky, though? I don't know if they're icky.
I'm going thumbs down mosquitoes, yeah. And...
pesky.
Yeah, not yucky. Pesky. Or icky.
Yeah. Just a pesky little mosquito.
Okay.
What are we talking
Booger
about?
Booger, icky. Throw up, yucky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we figured it out.
Yeah.
Or like when...
poop, gross.
Yeah. Well, but what about when your child is running through the grass barefoot and they step in a fresh pile of dog poo-poo? Yucky. Yeah.
Yucky.
Yucky.
That's yucky.
Yeah, we got to get you cleaned up.
Disgusting.
We got to get you cleaned up.
What about deodorant? You were having a thing about deodorant.
Oh, right? Yeah. What happened? My deodorant was misplaced because we went on a little trip and you unpacked and I wasn't sure where my deodorant was placed after you unpacked.
Yeah,
and
those were a hairy few minutes.
I realized in that moment something that I already knew was that I'm very compulsive about putting on deodorant. Like I'm basically like anytime I change my shirt, I put on deodorant.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't your mom like take you to the side one time and make you...
No, well, yeah, my mom gave, like, she has created some stigma around the not wearing of deodorant on my 7th grade basketball team.
Oh. Oh, I remember she did it in a hotel, like, when we were first dating.
That's true. This was much later in my life when I was about 27 years old.
And your mother... My parents
met Eddie for the first time.
Big old
and my
stinky
mom was
Eddie.
Like, okay. Oh, no. I think she informed me that I had to put on deodorant.
Yeah,
so.
But I was the stinky one, right?
I mean, I think I was letting my stink flag fly a little bit more freely than ever at that point.
Mm.
I remember when we got together, like, I would go to bed without brushing my teeth.
Holy moly.
I do that occasionally. Still,
I just can't do it anymore.
It's no stress to me to do it. I don't mind
brushing, going to bed without brushing your teeth.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, ever since I got into flossing, I can't handle it.
I'm an anti-flosser.
We've talked about it. Yeah. It's just, I see, we need to do these every week so I don't forget. Yeah. I don't forget that you're an anti-flosser. That's
unfortunate. That was a shocking revelation to me when I found out.
Well, thank you.
After 20 years, you exactly. continue to surprise me.
I know. That's my aim. You know, there's not that many places I can, you know, pull something new out for you, but definitely tooth care, yes.
So you might have noticed we're not doing the annual campfire podcast. We usually do a podcast by the campfire where we make up a story and then later spend weeks writing a radio play and then performing the radio play at the end
of October,
but it's like almost the end of October, right? It's the Ides of October.
Yeah. And Thanksgiving is on a Thursday when we typically record the podcast.
What? Thanksgiving? What are you talking about?
Halloween.
Okay.
when I say Thanksgiving, I mean Halloween.
Yeah, that's what we should have known Halloween. That.
Anyway, this year I think we're going to do a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day radio play. That'd be funny if we just skip New Year's Eve. Go straight to New Year's Day with it. Anyway, it'll be funny.
We'll see what happens.
Black Eyed Peas.
Who knows what the night holds?
That'll give us more time to write it and think about it. And
yeah,
we may do a brainstorming podcast.
Good.
We'll let you guys know. But get off my back about it, y'all.
I'm off. No. I was on your back for a while.
No, I was talking to the audience.
I got off. Not yeah, for- my brother, Rich.
What? What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
He wrote us a card, a very nice fall greeting card.
That's
and it said
sweet.
In the card, I'm looking forward to the radio play.
Oh, that's really sweet. So Rich, really, we're speaking You'll to just, you.
You can go
more,
back and listen to all the other ones.
The anticipation will build and your excitement will
But I really
coalesce
think
in this.
The next chapter of this story happens around New Year's and it just wouldn't make
it
sense
really does.
To do a New Year's story
On
Halloween
or Thanksgiving.
It'll still be a little bit spooky, probably, maybe.
Ooh, oh, I definitely Year's. Think the New Year's can be spooky.
It can be
yeah.
really spooky. There's a lot of elements of time that we can
yeah,
play
yeah.
with.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
maybe
you know, there's
trouble.
A lot of loud noise that happens at the turning of the dial.
There's also
that where people can get murdered.
Oh, we can do like a countdown in the background.
Yeah, and there's also the issue of the kiss.
Oh, yeah, the kiss. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my good Lord, the kiss.
Mm-hmm. Rhonda and Wade, are they going to, will they, won't they?
Yeah, so go will back they, and listen to all they? These other ones. Go back every into our every year podcast archive and find the old episodes.
Yeah. It would. I actually would like to listen to them in succession.
What are they called? The Moonshine's Revenge.
Oh yeah, I don't even remember all them.
Roach in the Corner.
The Void.
The Void.
The Void. Yeah. Good.
Personally,
memory,
Roach in the Corner is like my all-time favorite
it really
radio
raised
play
the
of
bar.
All time.
It raised the bar for radio play.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
especially that sound effect when Eddie
yeah.
threw
Took
his butt.
I know, no, that's immediately what came to mind.
I want to do it again.
That came to mind instantly.
Whoa, that
wow.
was a double.
Yeah, that was.
That's
a
triple, I think. Uh oh,
got the cat interested.
Jonathan Cat, high on fry. Just kidding. So Megan Eddie's cat Jonathan got incredibly invasive while I was eating the free pizza that they brought me from the bowling alley next door. I gave him a fry and he just left it on the bed.
Yeah, that's a party sure. foul.
Yeah.
At least like discreetly put it into a napkin and throw it in the trash.
Yeah. Also clearly has never heard the term or doesn't care about beggars can't be choosers.
Ooh, oh, I almost yeah. used that the other day, but
to yeah. your children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was Whoa. In public and I don't know. I was like, is this have bad connotation? Is somebody going to take that the wrong way if I say that to my kids?
Do you think all parenting should be done in public?
Yeah. I do a lot of parenting like, in public
like
and
online. Live stream.
Yeah. Live stream your parenting. I think it would maybe make certain aspects of my parenting a little tighter.
And then you can talk to
your audience and be like, see what I did there.
I do think that some of the things I say to my kids when they are overheard by other people, people think it's like hilarious what I'm saying to my kids.
Yeah.
Because
you have a public mom persona.
I do.
And it's not your private mom persona.
It's a little bit, I ham it up a little bit knowing that people are listening.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like there are things, especially when people are looking and listening, like you have to give it a little theater.
Okay,
you have
this
to do
is,
a little parenting
this was,
theater.
Well, this was a parenting theater
yeah,
thing
let's
that
hear
I
it.
Said. Okay. So we were in a public place and Meadowlark was playing house and she goes, and this is going to be the potty. And I was like, well, don't go real poo poo on the pretend potty. And somebody overheard that and was like, that's pretty funny.
Okay.
I mean, there's
there
a lot to unpack
the
there.
Exact
like...
words, but.
But that was the gist.
Yeah, that was the gist.
Yeah.
It.
I also think that your children, similar to my children, also like to ham it up for others.
Yes.
And I know this is true of a lot of kids, but I've kind of noticed that our children in particular tend to get a lot out of an audience.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this in terms of, you know, kids who interact comfortably with adults and kids who kind of feel more comfortable interacting with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that probably is it's to some degree a reflection of what your approach is as a parent, because I do think that like as parents, as a parent, I'm like, okay, my kid is a person. Like,
right.
You're a person just like I'm a person.
Yeah, we're all hanging out. We're all people.
Yeah. Like, totally. Your perspective is going to be a little different because you're really short and you're a child. Mm-hmm. But you're not a different thing than I am.
Right. Agree.
So I kind of think that kind of reflects in the way that my kids talk to adults.
Yeah, when I came home today, there were three adult men waiting for us. Four, actually, but one of them was in the shower. Uncle D.
We're not calling him Uncle Donkey anymore.
Uncle Donkey.
not to his face.
Yeah. But it was Jake, Merrick, Greg O'Connell, and Frank Hurricane. And my children just immediately went into their absolute cutest behavior for them.
Always, yeah, putting it on for the men.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just wanted to charm them. That was, like, a big aim, it appeared. Especially Seyshada. She was, like, showing off her words and her understanding of things.
Oh, yeah. It's very charming when she does that.
Yeah, like, she pointed at Jake right away and goes, Jake!
Oh, yeah.
And Jake just smiled, like, with the most authenticity, you know?
It could be a survival instinct. A gang of men can be intimidating.
Yeah.
So they were just like, we gotta turn it on, Rio. Yeah. We gotta be our cutest or we're gonna get stolen.
And she also was like, introducing her brother to them. She was, like, pushing Rio forward.
Jake,
these are people
this is
that
Rio.
Have seen him since, like, day one. Like, they're pretty familiar with him.
Yes.
Here's my brother.
Uh-huh. Like, she was like, Rio. Rio.
Yeah,
we
know.
Like, we know, Rio.
We know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says that to your kids, though, and I feel like that's where I come in. I'm like, I know his name. Stop saying his name. I know his name.
Well,
tell me something else about him.
I know someone else who would say that.
Oh.
Amber.
Yeah, me and Amber.
Jamber.
Jamber. Jambery. So have we talked on the podcast since Eddie and Amber got down on
at the Apple Festival?
On the concessions?
No. Yeah, can you tell me what that was like, Eddie?
She didn't do much. I stood behind the concession stand and then she was kind of doing, she does a lot. She's doing everything else, you know, like walking up and down yelling at kids.
Yes.
And then she's like, man, I don't want to get next to that craft. That stresses me out. And then later I had a chance to ask her, I'm like, so doing crafts with children stresses you out, but isn't that like what you guys do all the time? She goes, no. In public. I don't like doing crafts in public with kids. I was like, whoa, that's like, I get it, I guess. I don't know. It's intense, like, to have people watch you do a craft. Because it's frustrating to do crafts with a kid. And I could imagine she doesn't want to, like, snap at the kids or be critiqued on that.
Exactly. Because how weird would it be if we were all just watching them at Arrow?
Yeah. I don't want to know what... Yeah, that's like a curtain that I pull across and I don't want to see it. But... We were wearing complementary colors. Like, I think her top was the same color as my pants, and my pants were the same color as her skirt or something. And so we pretended that we had planned it. So,
cute.
Yeah, we got some bonding time, you know?
That's exciting.
Me and Jamber.
Oh, I really wanted to bring something up earlier about when you were bringing up, when you said that was a hairy few minutes when Meg didn't know where her deodorant was, never found out where it was, by the way.
In the bag. I just didn't unpack it.
You didn't unpack it. Okay. But I made an appointment next week for a Brazilian.
What?
Oh, what?
Yeah. Whoa. Never done that before. I mean, I'm going to leave hair. Like,
the,
I don't.
The landing strip?
No, more than that.
Oh,
I want to.
Yeah.
I want a triangle.
Nice.
You know, it's.
Yeah. The Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. I'll request that. Leave the Bermuda Triangle, please.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but
have you been waxed before?
Not there, just on my eyebrows.
So, nice. Do you want to give a shout out to this specific place to do it?
Isn't that like a summer thing to do too? Like, you waited till fall and you're like, I'm trying it out.
Well, like, why? I mean,
like a bikini wax,
right?
Is
it an all year round thing?
You just can't wear a bikini as much in the fall.
So, I normally shave.
Right.
Like, I have a specific shaving routine. And I just, like, I've been trying to kind of solidify my beauty routines.
Mm-hmm.
Meg knows I have recently committed to a nighttime skincare routine.
Mm-hmm. And a folding thing she told me about.
Yeah, but that's like totally different.
I'm sorry. That's all I know about you right now.
And my anti-flossing stance.
Yeah.
Which is more aligned with what I'm talking about. But I was like, okay, so I haven't been getting my nails done.
Oh.
Because
I mean, that was so 2016.
Exactly. I already like successfully accomplished that resolution. And, you know, I've been kind of enjoying nail free. And I like to paint my nails.
Mm-hmm.
I like to paint my nails more than I like to shave my pubic region.
I picture you painting your nails while not looking at somebody who comes into your office and then telling them what to do without looking up from painting your nails. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's a real power move.
While wearing your pajamas.
While wearing your inappropriate outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
You should just call the distributor.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to, you know, I mean, I have my hair pretty on lock. I know what I like with that.
Oh, yeah, that hair.
Mm. It's good hair. But, I'm, you know.
Well, head hair. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, head hair, right?
What's your hair sitch like? Are you a hairy person, you think? Like,
No.
You're not the hairiest person,
Desi,
you know?
Desi is, like, not hairy at all.
I'm not very hairy.
Are you pretty smooth?
Pretty smooth.
So you shave your legs, and then when do you have to shave them again? You go in a week? You go in a month?
A week.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, and it's, like, not... You know, it's not very.
What's the longest
rough.
You could wait?
Well, I could never shave them again. Is the longest.
Could you wait any longer?
I don't know. But I do actually enjoy shaving my legs. It's super fast. But, you know, when you're shaving your pubic area, it's like particular and I have to sit on the side of the tub not very comfortable. And
do you have a mirror? Like,
no, I just feel it out.
Yeah, that's
you know, and
one.
I'm like, I could I'm never gonna get it as smooth as I want it, but if I get it waxed,
you could have it as smooth as you want it.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
So I'm gonna see how it goes.
That's gonna be smooth.
Yeah, so it's gonna be smooth, and we'll see how my skin responds. And it might it's really cheap. It's like $30.
You should scream out, "Oh, Kelly Clarkson!" And just because they probably hear, yeah, they probably hear that a lot after that.
Oh
movie.
Yeah,
they'll just sit and roll their eyes at you.
They're gonna be like, "Oh my god." Yeah, and Meg, I don't know. I just like Yelp reviewed best waxing places. So it's like,
isn't there a place called Brazilian Wax?
There is, and I'm not going to.
Okay, that's not where you're going.
That seems a little too targeted.
It really does.
I don't know. I don't trust a place called Brazilian Wax.
I really am excited for the butthole.
I'm excited for you too. Oh, whoa. Okay. I didn't know you were going to say that. I'm excited for your butthole too.
Like, I feel like it's gonna feel really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, have you had a deep tissue massage where they really get into there? Get into that area?
They'll
do like a massage.
But
in,
like really
in
close
the butt area.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels nice.
It does feel nice. I like that.
It's a part of your body that doesn't get touched that often. Except for by poo-poo. Maybe. Caca.
Maybe.
I don't like to call my poo-poo caca.
Okay. See, we're going to... I told Rachel about this. Rachel does this other podcast called My So-Called Mess. You can look it up on your podcast.
Rachel Grab.
She's funny. Anyway,
not the arrow, Rachel.
We talk about poop a lot on that podcast. And I thought it would be funny if we started an alternative podcast called The Number 2 Podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, like not the number good. 1 podcast.
Yeah.
Just about poop.
Yeah. Because I could talk about poop for a while.
Oh, you guys. I didn't tell anyone this yet, but the other day I pooped and it like was shaped like an S, like exactly.
Oh, nice. That's
Slytherin. Slytherin.
I was like, this is almost worth taking a picture of, but I just can't bring myself to take
you could
a picture
take a
of my
picture
poop.
Of it and send it to Matt.
Not?
Like, Matt would love it. That might rekindle your friendship with him.
No, we're kindled.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're on polo.
You got that.
So I brought some fun over, fun.com.caca.
Wait, what was the poopoo.caca.com? This episode is brought to you by poopoo.caca.com.
So this is the owl costume I ordered for my daughter for Halloween.
Okay.
And I wanted to open it in front of you guys to get your feedback.
This is like an unboxing video, yeah, but it's just audio.
It's just audio.
The bag says fun, and it has a picture of a monster that looks like a Sesame Street monster.
Oh, my God. Wait,
what looks like hairy monster.
Oh, you said an owl. This looks like a sheep costume.
Well, we'll just see what happens.
It's like Harry Potter's owl, like a snowy owl.
Oh, yeah, snowy owl.
Is that the name of the owl?
The owl has
Is he
a bow tie.
Owl? Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
So the owl has a bow tie, but I don't understand that. Well, and wings, which I think would be obvious.
I do
Wait,
get the wings.
Okay,
be
that
more
was surprising to you.
Would be more obvious than a bow tie,
but
I think.
Are the wings attached to
Look
any
at that
arm?
Hat. Oh my God.
Any wrists or arms? No, it's just they're flailing on the back.
Yeah, so they're flailing on the back. So they're just like this.
Oh my
so
goodness.
What's the
That's
size
so
on this? 3T?
This is 2T.
Okay.
Say she's really like I want to be putting her in 3T, but she's a solid 2T.
She's petite. Yeah.
Are you going to let's go to Child Rumpus
and now,
tomorrow. Is that tomorrow?
Johnny is in the
I have stuff
in the
to
fun
do.
Bag.
Right. And I have to take them to Arrow.
It's not in the morning. Is
it's
it in the
from
morning?
Noon to 3 is the rumpus. Hmm. So we could go directly after Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's not tomorrow though. That's next week.
Mm-mm. The child's rumpus is tomorrow.
No, it's not.
It fucking is.
Wait, what?
I've triple checked the stuff.
What?
The flagpole. I know it's confusing because it usually is the same week as the rumpus itself, but it is not this year.
I have to see this for myself. Wait. Oh, so I thought the
18th tomorrow.
The monster mash party is next Friday, noon to 3 at the Foundry.
The Monster Mash Party. What's
what?
That's that's the thing we're gonna go.
I was looking at the freaking website right now.
It was in the flagpole as being tomorrow, but it would make more sense to be next week.
Oh, good.
It's next Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good news because we were gonna have to take Dakota with us.
Yeah, because he's coming over after school.
So if you want to do that instead, come over and hang out with Dick.
Tomorrow? I'm coming over tomorrow.
Big
yeah.
D.
Yeah, with Big D. But I think Seishi'll look cute.
That's
oh, she's gonna look so cute. Okay,
so it's cool. Got the eyes and the beak right over on her. Will sit on her forehead.
I could see her like frowning.
And those are
and
not actual
hoo-hoo.
Ears.
Hoo-hoo.
I guess they're just but, like frowning, feathers kind of. That come out. Because they don't have ears.
Well, like
per se,
horned owls have those horns, you know. So owls kind of have ear situations sometimes.
Wait, are you? Wait, what's going on? You're criticizing the accuracy of the owl?
I was just trying to describe it for the listeners who could not see it.
Do
and
you
I
think
was
this bow tie is accurate, like the ones that owls usually.
Oh yeah,
wear?
That's the big yellow bow tie that all owls wear to formal. Parades.
And then I'm making Rio's turtle costume.
Oh.
I'm gonna make it this weekend.
You're in such a good spot with the kids because they don't have opinions about things that you'll have to remake.
Correct. That is true. Like Seishada definitely has opinions about what she wants to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And also what she wants her brother to wear.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, they're not going to be, like, she can't tell me that she wishes the bow tie was pink or something.
I think now we're at the point where procrastination makes sense, and it's like, we're just going to wait until the day before Halloween
to make the costume,
anything.
And then
because
that's what you're wearing.
They've gone through so many iterations of what they want to be, and you can get away with two costumes in this town.
Definitely.
Because there's, like, at least
plenty
two or three things
do.
You can
mm-hmm.
do. And you can alternate the costumes, but, you know, they're just going to end up wearing that spider costume. The best
the spider
thing you've
costume
ever made.
Because it is amazing.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to wear it.
Yeah.
Much like your
we should just make all the standard,
costume.
Like, classic Halloween costumes. And just
that's what I was saying.
They've
I
got the
feel,
witch. We've got
I feel like
spider.
I should get a mummy going.
Yeah.
A mummy would be good.
Mummy is a very hard costume to make.
I think it
have
would
you tried
be,
making
yeah.
a mummy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whoa. I've tried to be a mummy more than once, and it's just hard.
I'm thinking just get white sweatpants and a white shirt, and then maybe you could sew.
You have to sew
remnants
the,
of fabric.
Yep, that's exactly what you have to do.
But like only one loop.
You
know?
Can't.
You don't want to do multiple.
You
loops.
Can't. You just simply cannot wrap your body with things. It's too hard to.
Oh, tell me about it.
Get it to stay. You have to. It's so much effort.
Yeah, mummy, that's an exhaustive measure of burying somebody, too. Like, you want to be mummified when you go down in the cremation chamber?
like mummify me and then burn me? I don't know. That seems
why not?
Unnecessary.
Like, over
why not?
Yeah.
You can have whatever you want. This is unlimited funds.
Okay, then I would like to be... Yeah, I guess I would like to be mummified then.
Okay.
So that's like you're getting drained of all fluid. Is that right?
Yeah, I want to be embalmed.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's embalming.
No,
then you get wrapped.
No, you know what I want? I want to be embalmed and then cast in bronze.
Oh, okay. Like Han Solo kind of. But carbonite was his thing. Right.
Yeah, or maybe, like, what's that? I don't know. That I forget the name of that, like, very thin carbon.
Oh, yeah. Graphite. Carbon nanotubes.
Graphene.
Yeah.
Graphene.
Graphite's like
nice.
A pencil.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted graphene. To say, we got written up in the red and black. Did you read that?
Oh, yes.
And then,
it really, honestly... perked me up
it
that
was
day.
Nice yeah it was a nice little I was like I guess we gotta keep doing this podcast
yeah
and then they mentioned us on Twitter and this might have been
who
a different
did?
Person
Red and Black
someone from Red and Black it was
what
like,
they say
they were replying to somebody else and they were adding that person And then they mentioned, hey, if you're looking for local podcasts, you can listen to this one about music. Or if you want to listen to locals talk politics, check out At Athens Public. And so I was like, oh, we don't talk about politics at all. And it just dawned on me that we have a very misleading title of this podcast.
I know we talked about that before.
How misleading the title is? Yeah.
Well,
it's purposely misleading.
It's sort of just a play on the concept, though. I mean, because originally the podcast, you know, we'd be creating something, and that was a think tank.
Right. Totally. Yeah. I think it was the purest idea of think tank.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, so like there are these hardcore reporters at Red and Black just like reading the title of our podcast and being like, oh, this one's about Republican politics.
Okay, but I did think in the actual review, the description of the podcast was very accurate.
Yeah, and
it,
so that's why I think
reflective
this is a different...
that they'd actually listened to
it
several
episodes. It was accurate,
episodes.
But also probably should have emphasized how hilarious we were. Was the one thing missing, I think.
No, I think it was funny that they mentioned us as a... I would love for someone to come into this thinking, okay, they're going to get down to some real Republican values and talk conservatism and neoconservatism and then just have whatever... Like, we're talking about poop most of the time and our kids, like, have...
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about...
I mean, the more I hear it, I think I want to call poo-poo caca.
Yeah, I think caca is like just...
I am... Wait.
Parents call their pee-pee tee.
Hold on. Safi said no to caca, right?
No caca.
I am team Safi with regard to the poo-poo caca debate.
Man. She's funny. And you know, a team of you and Safi,
unstoppable. That's a good one. That's a good team.
Oh,
it's
a great basketball team.
What?
Great basketball team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Safi could be the forward.
I miss Safi.
Let's go
I
wake her up.
Come out here and say hey. Well, also because she was being so sweet to the twins when y'all came over, whatever day that was. And it just really warms my heart because I know she loves them so much. Like, she kisses them fully on the mouth.
She does.
They try to
get
away.
She does that to Queen Elsa, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we need to move on and talk about our topic.
Oh, okay.
Did we have a topic?
Yeah, Stranger Danger. And so I could have segued earlier, but I know I always get in trouble for segueing too
you
early.
You do, yeah.
But
you
we kind of like getting you in trouble for it.
So the reason I came up with this topic was that I took the kids to the botanical gardens earlier today. And as you might realize, the botanical gardens are like a notoriously difficult place to have more than one young child because you go, you know, they go 10 feet away and you can't see them anymore.
It's easy to lose them.
Yeah. So, I'm getting a little more comfortable with the place just the more I go there, but still it's like, it's hard to keep an eye on them. So anyway, Meadowlark had done the D, done the poo poo. But Safi,
we're talking about poo-poo again.
Safi,
she
was,
did the poo-poo at the botanical garden.
Yeah, okay. She'd used a restroom, but Safi, still adamant diaper user, was going poo-poo. So I've tried to start being more conscientious of it. Like the other day, we were somewhere indoors, and she was just like pooping in the middle of a bunch of people, and I'm like, oh. I know you're pooping. I should just move you to a place where there are not people. So that kind of dawned on me. So I had this, I realized she was pooping. And I'm like, I need to get her out of the way of other people smelling her poo-poo and watching her.
You're listening to the number two podcast. The number two podcast.
So anyway, but like, okay. And so in the meanwhile, we had seen somebody that we knew there. Like there was another kid that we were familiar with who had actually even been to our house in the past month, and she was there with her grandma, who
so
I didn't know.
What's this person's name, Meg?
No, we're gonna change their names.
Yeah, wait. I know, Eddie.
Oh,
I'll just say her name is Fiona. So the little girl Fiona. so
Cute.
We all recognized Fiona, realized that she was not with her mother, but she was with her grandmother. And so I saw them and Meadowlark went down to play with Fiona and I had to go. I wanted to take Safi to the bathroom and change her diaper. And I say to the caretaker, I'm like, oh, hi, I'm friends with, you know,
your kid.
I'm friends much, with Fiona yeah. and her mom, Sarah. And like, I have to take this kid to the bathroom. Is it cool if I leave my daughter with you? And she's like, yeah, fine. And then I take Safi and I change her diaper and I come back. And when I come back, the grandmother is speaking to another grandmother and she's like, whatever happened to Stranger Danger? What are these kids going to think when they go to kindergarten and they're just, they don't know who's a stranger? And, you know, I just like and come into this, this conversation they're having. And I immediately jump to the conclusion that she's criticizing me for leaving my kid with her.
Uh-huh.
While I take my other kid to the bathroom.
Is that what was happening
though? I don't know, because she kind of ignored me. She kind of was continued to talk to this other older woman and ignored me. And I would have said thank you for watching my kid, but she like wasn't really making eye contact with me or anything. And so I just...
Did she watch
I was in
kid?
My head like, okay, she is like totally criticizing my parenting and thinking that like my kid feels too familiar with somebody she doesn't know. But in my mind, it was like, I know you. Like, I know this kid. You look just like my friend. You're obviously her mother. So anyway, just her saying that, her using that term stranger danger really made me think like, oh, yeah. Well, that's something
I'm
who is not concerned with that. But I'm also like, I want my kid to feel confident and comfortable. And it's like when something is actually uncomfortable, is actually stepping a boundary, that she would be able to identify.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, they just hung out with that kid last week. So they were kind of like ready to play with that kid again.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big deal.
No,
but
I can
get with
deal.
The grandma, and I understand, like, not all grandmas are cool. Like, you shouldn't leave any kid with any grandma.
She right? actually just seemed very grumpy.
Grumpy grandma.
I'm just saying, like, I got a weird uncle.
This isn't a stranger danger situation, but it is a grumpy grandma situation.
Yeah, like, I have a weird uncle that I wouldn't leave my kids with. I wouldn't recommend you leave your kids with my weird uncle, even though he's got like stepchildren of his own. He's a proven normal dude. He's just weird, and I wouldn't give him my recommendation.
So
because weird stuff can happen with relatives, right?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Even, usually like, oh, yeah. it happens.
You're like vetting this lady based on the fact that she is the mother of a person that you think
well,
is
and
frankly,
honestly, I was like, I'm almost willing at this point to leave Meadowlark.
With a stranger.
No, with nobody.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
yeah.
She could handle herself in this
no,
park
get,
for 3 minutes while I go change
I get that
diaper.
Too. And I'm not like, I'm not saying that you did the wrong thing.
So I think what we have obviously proven is it's safer to leave your children with strangers than with family members.
Or with nobody.
Or with
like
no
with
one.
Nobody is the best person to leave your kids with.
Yeah. Also, I want to tell you guys a story about my first memory of the concept of stranger danger. Mm-hmm. So we lived for a while when I was about like 3 and 4 in this townhome in Scottsdale while we were looking for a house to buy. And
what was your price range? I'm just kidding. Keep going.
I think it was like up to 200,000. I don't know. So then we, you know, kind of knew a bunch of neighbors. There were some kids, Clifton and Olivia, that I played with a bunch, and just some random people. And then there was this woman who I think I was just like riding my tricycle around the, you know, sidewalk areas of this townhome complex. And she, you know, was like in her doorway and was like, hi, you know, and I was like, hi. and she was really pretty, so I wanted to go talk to her. And I went up there, and she's like, oh, you know, I have some candy. And I was like, yeah. And I remember it was, she gave me one of those, like, strawberry-flavored hard candies that is wrapped in paper that looks like strawberries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
do you know that?
They're kind of juicy in the middle.
They're, yeah, it's a little, yeah, it's a little sticky icky
in
the middle.
It's a hard candy.
It's a hard candy with a little soft middle.
I'm thinking of like the cinnamon ones. My grandfather was into
strawberry,
the
strawberry. Okay. I said strawberry.
Yeah,
flavored.
They have like a shiny wrapper.
Yeah, and it's like it looks like a strawberry.
Yeah.
So I was cool. Yeah, yeah. And I remember looking at her townhome and being like, oh my god, it looks just like mine, but with different stuff in it. This is interesting.
A bunch of murdered other kids.
Yeah. There were just piles of dead children, and I thought, weird. And so then I like came home, and my dad was like, what were you doing? And I told him, oh, I went into this lady's house and she gave me candy.
Classic.
And he was
like, shit.
He was like, okay, we're gonna go over there and you're gonna introduce me to this lady.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk to her. And I was like, what's the problem? You know?
Yeah.
And he was like, we don't know her, you know?
Yeah.
I can't believe he believed you.
And
like, I just wouldn't believe my child.
Well, wasn't that the premise of the Andy Griffith show we watched?
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, well, that's what we did. And, you know, I remember kind of feeling like a little, like, protective of the lady.
Yeah. You're like, and that's what I concluded when I mentioned this to Eddie, is it all comes down to like judgment, where it's like all strangers are obviously not bad. Like they're just people you don't know, but some of them are going to be bad.
Let's
just
talk
like
about,
some of the people you already know.
Let's talk about the idea of the stranger.
So, but what happened when he met her?
Oh, they had a good interaction. I mean, he was just kind of like, you probably shouldn't invite a 3-year-old into your home and give them candy.
Okay, so my idea
but,
of
you know,
stranger.
She didn't have children.
Right. No, totally.
Yeah, she just was being friendly, and she probably thought I was, like, cute and
and
nice.
This is probably ripped from some after school special, but I every time I think of a stranger, and this was even when I was like 5 years old, I remember thinking a stranger is a person in a trench coat who offers you candy.
Who doesn't have a face, two eyeballs, and a hat.
Two eyeballs, yeah. Probably has a van.
Yeah.
And was going to try to get you to get into your their van. And that's about it. And, you know, they're kind of like gray or black or like black trench coat, you know.
I was thinking more of a taupe.
I'm thinking shadow.
Taupe.
Oh, a taupe trench coat, but they're like
but
a shadowy figure.
Yes.
Like you can't really
you can't
see
their
face.
Yeah.
And you know, they're offering the best of candies, and their van is probably not the best of vans. Anyway, never encountered a person like that. But I've often encountered people who remind me of that stereotype, and they're not like, you know, I've always been very like, open-minded to new people. And I've, especially in my 20s, I'm like, I want to experience all kinds of people. And so I would go into these situations and be like, no, this person's great. I'm going to find out about this person. And then that person would end up reminding me of the shadowy taupe
person,
the taupe raincoat clad person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once I made that association, I would be like, oh damn, you're like the stranger that like kids shouldn't be around. And that's weird. And I would associate it with that person. And then I'd see them again and they'd be like, well, I'm not a stranger anymore. Like after you've seen them more than one time. And I kind of think, like, it's good to have that weird little stereotype of what a stranger would be, or, like, the idea of a stranger, or a stranger danger, like, a thing that is bigger than the individual, because you can, like, relate to it. I don't know. I mean, I was in my 20s. I wasn't, like, in danger of strangers, but
Well, the,
there
I
were
mean,
creepy ass people.
Yeah, aren't we always in danger of danger? A stranger? Possibly.
So,
I don't know.
What this led to is this attitude of like everyone's a stranger, and then you have to like prove that you're not a stranger.
What about no one's a stranger, and you have to prove you are a stranger?
But like
I kind of follow that. I do too. Logic.
Yeah.
It's just like I was saying earlier with like, you know, I see my kids as just being humans, and it's kind of like, yeah, what is the logical progression of the idea of stranger danger is like anybody you don't know is suspect, is, you know, like trying to out
to
hurt you.
Credit to the people you do know.
Even if you know somebody, they can be that, that weird van driving trench coat person.
Yeah, exactly. So we,
and it's more likely that you already know the person, right? Like we talked about that too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The molesters and the weirdos,
kidnappers,
are
tend
generally
to be people you
friends
know.
Of the family mm-hmm. or family.
So what have you talked with Meadowlark about stranger danger?
Oh, not at all, but Master Ken has.
Yeah, Master Ken. Ken tells her about stranger danger.
What did Master Ken say?
Well, Master Ken pretends to be a creepy guy, and he does a weird voice.
Hey kids, you want some candy?
Is that what he does?
Can you help me look for my dog?
See, that is that's one that's like
a classic one.
That one is often used by dangerous strangers.
Can you help me look for, no, that yes. is true, and I've fallen for that type of thing before.
Wait, you've fallen for a stranger?
Help me look for my dog. Well, no, it's like the stranger creates a stressful situation that they're in, and they are seeking help.
And it's like if you're in a public place, it's meant to lure you away from the public.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or meant to lure money out of your wallet.
In Meg's case.
It sounded sexy when she said it.
Wait,
lure money out of your wallet.
Yeah, so I think maybe, yeah, like, so tell your kids if someone tries to get you to help them when you're alone, don't help them.
Right, like hitchhikers.
Don't eat someone you don't know's candy except on Halloween.
Right.
I mean, that's
unless
kind of
it's homemade.
That's a hard situation because there is the, even, you know, as an adult, if somebody comes up to me with like urgency, I'm like, there is a part of me that wants to help, but that's kind of the first sign that somebody's trying to, what do you call it?
Scam you.
Yeah.
You've never been scammed before?
No, I have been scammed.
Oh, okay. I was like,
scammed
like,
a couple
what's it called
times?
Again?
I've also been scammed a couple times.
You're like Ariel from
No, what's the Dirty Bird. Rotten Scoundrels. Somebody's trying to Dirty Rotten Scoundrel you.
What's that word again? Oh, yeah, scam.
Scam!
What's the word? Scam.
So scammers... I don't know. Scammers are worse than
people who kidnap children.
They're the worst.
I think, okay, so we have kids, and I think about people that kidnap kids often because I'm like, that is so much work. That's a real commitment to kidnapping. Like, if you're a kidnapper, fine. I mean, I guess kidnapping, you have to nap a kid or take a kid, but you can steal an adult. And that's so much easier. I don't know. There's just like...
You don't actually take care of them once
you
kidnap them.
Yeah, it's not like they're like, okay, we can watch
can you guys
Paw
agree
Patrol
to something
again.
That you
want?
That, wait, which episode? Which episode do you want? Oh, fuck.
The one
no,
with
we
the
don't
blue
have that.
Cup.
You know what?
Yeah,
I don't
get
have
to
that
one.
One.
I can't get
I don't
to
have
that
it.
One tonight.
And
blue cup, blue cup, blue cup.
Rod of pizza? Fuck. Go get some more pizza.
I want real pizza, though.
I picture
this
every like
pizza.
Criminal.
No,
as,
it's not.
Like,
you did not heat this up in the microwave.
Joe Pesci and you know, the guys from Home Alone.
They're just like,
oh, God.
Yeah. So kidnapping,
Merv,
I don't think
is, some more pizza.
Doesn't go like that. Okay, so I'm just thinking of, you know, how to talk about strangers with children.
Yeah.
Strangers with Candy.
Yeah.
Is a good show. That is a good way to teach them about this concept.
We can sit down and watch that show together.
Yeah. We can sit down and watch this show together, and you'll probably walk away knowing exactly how to deal with strangers.
Knowing exactly what creepy looks like. Mm-hmm. Everybody on that show is pretty much creepy.
I mean, I think there's...
Sometimes I like creepy, though.
Oh, you love creepy.
Yeah. Like, I was saying before...
I think my kids like creepy, too.
Stranger until proven otherwise is like... I think it's a common thing.
Kind of... I think I take it to the depths sometimes.
Well, you were saying...
Does he challenges people
you're
to
saying,
be creepy?
Yeah, I'm like, how creepy are you? I'm like, I'm not going to like you unless other people are worried for me to hang out with you.
And then I'm more interested. And then you have to do something weird.
But, okay, so in your case, I feel like a lot of what is protection against creep is, like, confidence.
Yes.
Or like genuine interest in like what is the creepy thing. And then once you find it out, you're like, oh, that is creepy. Got it.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
But I want to find out what it is.
Yeah. So you're kind of just like...
Curious and confident.
See, curiosity killed the cat, but the cat had no confidence.
Yeah, if they'd been a lot more confident.
Yeah.
Would have survived that curious and, you know, endeavor.
I don't know. Okay, so if everyone's a stranger until... Yeah, I don't know. Stranger danger is weird. It's
just kind
hard...
of a... It's kind of a two umbrella of a term to really...
So what it sounds like we need to do is replace it with a different idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Creepy person.
Master Ken.
Master Ken,
Master
if you're
Ken's
listening,
doing
call
his
him.
Best. I'm not criticizing Master
well,
Ken.
Let's
Master
just... Ken.
He's getting his hip replaced next week for the fourth time. Can you believe that? A second hip replacement on a certain side. She's on her phone.
Yeah,
I was talking about Master Ken.
I think it's important to get more down to specifics of what
second,
your boundaries
the
are.
The second you said hip replacement,
Master Ken texted you.
Master Ken texted me and said, I would like a replacement for not just my hip, but also the term stranger danger.
Okay. Yeah, I think stranger danger is a little antiquated. It's kind of like DARE. The DARE program.
Drug.
Alcohol? Is that the next one?
Drug and alcohol resistance education.
Yeah. It's like abstinence for...
Well, I'm not against the idea of DARE, like knowing...
Straight edge.
Can we just keep focusing on stranger danger, please? And what we'd like in lieu of stranger danger.
Okay, so I think that...
I need a problem to solve. I can't just,
so I think that's something...
Gab about stranger danger.
I think something maybe stranger danger is kind of in place to... Because we don't want to talk about the details of what strangers might do. And so if we were, like, more clear about... what could happen in a situation and like these are your boundaries. This is where if somebody is asking you to do this is not okay.
So I don't often talk about child trafficking to the kids, but when we were at the airport recently, the kids kind of wandered off and I'm like, get close to us. This is the place where people will take you away from us and you'll never see us again. And, like, I said that passionately, and then I was like, oh, that was harsh. And the other night, like, Safi woke up, and she had this dream, and she's like, I had a dream that someone took me away from you guys. Someone took me away from everyone. And I was like, so upset for her. I was like, man, you shouldn't have dreams like that. That sucks. But like, I kind of helped, you know, I helped that by
by but telling it's like her. Everything else in our world. If like, if we don't actually face it head on, then you're not dealing with it.
Yeah. The Atlanta airport is probably a child trafficking hub of the,
I'm sure,
the universe.
And so is the Botanical Gardens.
Maybe the Botanical Garden. No, not the Athens Botanical Gardens.
Well, but it's the second. Atlanta
airport. Yeah, like there's a lot of places in Atlanta that rank higher.
Well, and so and at the Atlanta airport, there's a lot of information about child trafficking because I bet they have to deal with it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't help it. Child trafficking is the worst.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think it's good that we're
direct with danger. The kids. They should have a healthy fear of certain things, even at a young age.
Okay, so let's replace stranger danger with...
child trafficking.
No.
Oh, okay.
Instill a healthy fear of certain things.
Instill a
healthy fear of certain things.
A certain fear of healthy things is what I was going to say.
That's probably...
they already have that.
That's important as well. You don't
get
need...
that out of your mouth. That's a fucking nut. We only eat bacon in this house.
Healthy fear of certain things.
Yeah, but duh.
Doesn't rhyme.
And it's also like too vague. Like this is a specific
thing.
Stranger
danger is the most vague.
First of all,
it is so vague.
There's weird ass people out there. There's mentally ill people.
But they shouldn't.
They shouldn't be afraid of mentally ill people. They should understand that, but they shouldn't confuse them for like psychotic people, like people who are maliciously mentally ill. Mentally ill.
Like a psychopath or a sociopath.
Yeah, but what about just like sadistic people? Are they mentally ill? I guess
that's a...
They need to know about the spectrum
an
at least. know about the spectrum at least. Like people who intentionally want to see people suffer. Then there's people who, due to no fault of their own, but... chemical makeup.
How about this? We need to teach our kids how to deal with shitty people.
Yeah, yeah. There's some shitty ass people. And there's a lot more of them.
And sometimes it requires avoiding them entirely.
There's a real spectrum of shitty people.
Okay. And this just gets into very specific parenting things. But I also think that in entering any specific situation, if you set parameters... like, you don't leave this area with anybody but me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, giving really clear specifics about where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay, we solved parenting.
Okay, solved it. Solve stranger danger.
With, like, geofencing. So this podcast is... it's just not about politics, guys.
But it kind of is.
The personal is always political, right?
Yep. That's what they say.
You've been listening to the Athens Public Think Tank podcast because we talk about all the ideas in your head and
in your butt.
Yeah, it's usually about poop too. If you like to listen to this podcast, go to athenspublic.com for all our podcasts. At Athens Public on Twitter. 706-521-3716 is our voicemail line, and we'll play your voicemail. 706-521-3716. If you have other things, you can just at athenspublic@gmail.com.
Yeah, right? That's a good one.
That's the best one.
That's a great one.
My favorite one. We appreciate you listening, and we'll be back sometime. You know.
Yeah, at some point.
Happy Halloween.